الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, we thank Almighty Allah for making it possible for us to observe Salat al-Maghrib. May Allah accept our prayer. Inshallah ta'ala, we shall continue our studies in this book titled Aqeedat al-Tawheed, written by Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan bin Abdullah al-Fawzan. In our last class, we did discuss extensively on the Islamic ruling concerning swearing by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also discussed at-tawassul, that is seeking closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we said it is divided into two. There is a permissible tawassul and there is the prohibited kind of tawassul. That was where we stopped. Inshallah ta'ala, today we will continue from where the author says جيم حكم الاستعانة والاستغاثة بالمخلوق. هذا page 145. نعم، حكم الاستعانة والاستغاثة بالمخلوق. هذا the ruling of الاستعانة seeking help والاستغاثة and seeking relief بالمخلوق from a creation among the creations of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. He said, Al-Isti'ana, the meaning of Isti'ana is what? Talab al-Awn. It's for you to request assistance. Wal-Mu'azara, and help and support. Fil-Amr, in any matter. To seek the support of somebody in a matter or in assistance. That was called Al-Isti'ana. Wal-Isti'ghatha, Talab al-Ghawn. It means to seek for relief or rescue. Wa huwa izalat al-Shidda. That is to ask somebody to help you take away distress or difficulty that you find yourself. That والاستغاثة والاستعانة بالمخلوق على نوعين. So seeking help and seeking relief from a creation can be of two types. النوع الأول, the first type, الاستعانة والاستغاثة بالمخلوق بما يقدر عليه. Seeking help and relief from a creation in what that creation has the ability to do. In what he is capable of doing. وَهَذَا جَائِ. This is permissible in the Sharia. Allah Ta'ala, Allah says in the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Allah says you should assist one another in doing good and in attaining pious. So this verse clearly shows that we can assist one another. So وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, Allah also says, في قصة موسى عليه السلام, in the story of Musa عليه السلام, فَاسْتَغَاثَتْهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِهِ. Allah says, so the one that is from his group sought his relief against the one that is his enemy. What is this verse talking about? This verse was talking about one time that Musa came into town. He was staying in the house of Fir'aun. So one day he just went around the town and he met somebody. He met two people fighting. One of them is among the Banu Israel, the children of Israel, while the other one was among the soldiers of Fir'aun. So they were fighting. When the man from Banu Israel saw Musa, he now called on Musa, because he knows that Musa is among the Banu Israel, even though he grew up in the house of Fir'aun. We already know the story of how he ended up growing up in the house of Fir'aun. So Musa came to his rescue. Understand? So in this verse, Allah says, first Sassu Nabi Min Shi'adi. The one that is from his group, meaning the one that is from among the Bani Israel, sought the help and rescue of Musa, al-Ladhi min Adui, against the one that is his enemy, meaning against the soldier of Fir'aun. He said, وَكَمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الرَّجُلُ بِأَصْحَابِهِ فِي الْحَرْبِ وَغَيْرِهَا. And likewise, the way a man can seek the rescue of his companions, or really from them, فِي الْحَرْبِ, during the time of war, وَغَيْرِهَا, and other matters, إِمَّا يَكْدُرُ عَلَيْهِ الْمَخْلُوقِ, from matters that the creation has the ability to render. Okay? So anytime one seeks assistance or rescue from somebody who has the ability to give that assistance, then it is permissible in the Sharia. And now, the second type, al-istighatha wal-isti'ana bil-makhluq fi ma la yaqdur alayhi illallah. Seeking the help and relief of the creation in something that nobody has the ability to do except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kal-istighatha wal-isti'ana bil-amwat. Like seeking help and relief from the dead. Okay, when you sit down and you are calling on somebody who is dead, somebody is already in grief, you are saying, so to person, help me, rescue me. Alright? In that situation, nobody can help you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person that is dead, he cannot render any benefit from you. For you. He is already dead, he cannot benefit you. So in this case, it is wrong. So one is together to bil ahya. And also seeking relief from people who are living. One is the honor to him and seeking the assistance. Fima la yaqdiru alayhi illallah. In what? In something that no one has the ability to do except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min shifa al marda, such as healing diseases or giving in order to heal a disease or a sickness. Okay? When you are sick, it is permissible to seek cure from the doctor, for example, or anybody that is offering medicine. But as a Muslim, you should believe that this treatment is just a means to illness. The one who heals is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as in the surah of Ibrahim. What did Ibrahim say before? He says, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينِ. When I fall sick, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who heals me. So as a Muslim, you should not have to believe that this medication is the one that has the power to cure your illness. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who heals. Okay? But you take medication as a means towards achieving that illness. That was a free qurbat, and also such as seeking somebody assistance in what in easing your worry and distress. What does a dar or protecting you from harm? So for her, the no very jai. Okay, this type is not permissible. What you take help from somebody who has no ability, or in something that no one has the ability to do except Allah, then this is not permissible. What who was shirkul akbar, and it is considered as a major shirk. وقد كان في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم منافق. He said, during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, there was a hypocrite. يؤذي المؤمنين, who was harming the believers, who was always doing something to hurt the believers. وقال بعضهم, so some people now said, among the Muslims, some people now said, قوموا بنا نستغيظ برسول الله من هذا المنافق. He said to the rest of them, stand up, let us go and seek relief from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم against the منافق. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the Prophet had them, the Prophet now said, إِنَّهُ لَا يُسْتَغَاثُ بِي. You don't seek rescue from me. وَإِنَّمَا يُسْتَغَاثُ بِاللَّهِ. You seek rescue and relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَرِهَا صلى الله عليه وسلم أَنْ يُسْتَعْمَلْ هَذَا اللَّفْ فِي حَقِّهِ. The Prophet disliked that they should use this word, this istighatha, they should use it concerning him. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِمَّا يَكْتُرُ عَلَيْهِ فِي حَيَاتِ. Even though what they were asking for is something that he has the ability to do for them in his lifetime. He was the leader of the Muslims in Medina. He can take action against that munafiq. But because they use the word istighatha, he disliked them using that word. Okay? He said, why did he do so? He said, حِمَايَةً لِجَنَابِ التَّوْهِيدِ. He did that in order to protect the status of Tawheed. وَسَجَّلْ لِذَرَاعِ الشِّرْكِ. And also now to block any means that can lead to shirk. وَأَدَبًا. And also as a means of politeness. وَتَوَاضُعًا لِرَبِّي. And also humility to his Lord. وَتَحْذِيرًا لِلْأُمَّةِ مِنْ وَسَائِلِ الشِّرْكِ. And also in order to warn and caution the ummah from any means of shirk, still as well in their statements, wal-af'al, or in their practices. Therefore, إِذَا كَانَ هَذَا فيما يقدر عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حياته. So if this will happen in something that the Prophet has the ability to do during his lifetime, فكيف يستغاث به بعد موته. Why should somebody now seek rescue from the Prophet after his death? If the companions will use this word, istighatha, concerning the Prophet in his lifetime, in something he has the ability to do and he disproves it from them, then what more of after his death, somebody now will now be calling on the Prophet to come to his rescue. وَيُطْلَبْ مِنْهُ أُمُورٌ لَا يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا اللَّهُ. You see somebody taking from him things that nobody has the ability to do except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا كَانَ هَذَا لَا يَجُزْ فِي حَقِّهِ And if it is not permissible, confine the Prophet of Islam, so there he is in Babi Aula. Then it is not permissible from any other person besides the Prophet of Islam. So it is not permissible in Islam to seek rescue or help from somebody in something that no one has the ability to accept or not. See, you only seek assistance in something that somebody has the ability to render. Allah Ta'ala Alam. Al-Bab al-Khamis. And that's end chapter 4. We go to Al-Bab al-Khamis, that is chapter 5 of the book. It says, في بيان ما يجب اعتقاده في الرسول. This chapter is going to discuss what a Muslim should believe in his mind concerning the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وأهل بيته and also the household of the Prophet. As a Muslim, what should be your understanding about the household of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? وصحابته and also his companion. What should you think about the companion of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So وذلك في الفصول. This chapter is going to be divided into sections. Al-Fasl al-Awwal, section 1, في وجود محبة الرسول وتعظيمه, is going to talk about the obligation to love the Prophet ﷺ and to glorify him. والنهي عن الغلو, and also the prohibition against extremism. والإدراء, and going beyond boundary. في مدحه, in praising the Prophet ﷺ. وبيان منزلته, and also explanation of the true status and position of the Prophet ﷺ. There are people today, in the way they praise the Prophet, some are praising the Prophet in a manner that they have raised him above his status. Alright, they are beginning to describe the Prophet with attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is wrong. Other people, in order to prevent this, they are also acting in a manner that shows disaffection for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alright, this is also wrong. As a Muslim, you are supposed to be in the middle. Okay, you do not praise the Prophet beyond his position. We are going to discuss this, inshallah. It's Al-Fasl al-Thani, section 2, في وجوب طاعته والابتداء به. It's going to talk about the obligation to obey the Prophet and to imitate him, take him as your role model. Al-Fasl al-Thani, section 3, في مشروعية الصلاة والسلام عليه. It's going to talk about the legality of saying salat and salam upon the Prophet. Al-Fasl al-Rabi, section 4, في قبل أهل البيت. It's going to talk about the virtues of the household of the Prophet ﷺ. وَمَا يَجِبُ لَهُمْ مِنْ غَيْرِ جَفَاءٍ وَلَا غُلُوٍّ. And what is due for them without any disaffection and without extremity. Alright, when it comes to the household of the Prophet ﷺ, okay, we find that Muslims today are divided. There are people who talk about the household of the Prophet, people like Ali, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, and other members of his household, his wife, for example. Some people talk about them with disaffection. They are talking about them as if they are not people who are close to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alright? On the other hand, you find other people again who have gone extreme in demonstrating their love for the household of the Prophet. As a Muslim, what should be your position? Well, this topic won't come to it, inshallah. Al-Fasl al-Khamis, fi fadli sahaba. He's going to talk about the virtues of a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ma yajibu, and what should you believe concerning the companion of the Prophet? ومذهب أهل السنة والجماعة فيما حدث بينهم. And what is the position of أهل السنة والجماعة concerning the dispute that happened between the companion after the death of the Prophet of Islam? You all know after the death of the Prophet there were some disputes among the companions. As a Muslim, what should be your position concerning the dispute? الفصل الثالث section 6 في نهي عن انصاف الصحابة. This is going to talk about the prohibition of abusing or insulting the companion. Wa imma to Buddha and the leaders of guidance. So these are the sections under this chapter. We'll take them one after the other, inshallah, in this lesson and the incoming lessons, inshallah. Al-Fasl al-Awwal, section 1. Bi wujudi mahabbati rasul wa ta'zimihi. This is going to talk about the obligation to love the Prophet and to glorify him. Wa nahi anil ghulu, and the prohibition against extremism. Wa ikrah, and going beyond boundaries, he must be imprisoning. وَبَيَانِ مَنْزِلَتِهِ and we're going to explain its true status and position in Islam. Number one, so وُجُوبُ مَحَبَّتِهِ وَتَعْظِيمُ الْمُصَارِفَةِ, the obligation to love him and to glorify him, صلى الله عليه وسلم. سَيَجِبُ عَلَى الْعَرْضِ أَوَّلًا, first of all, it is obligatory upon a summer, مَحَبَّتُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, it's obligatory upon everybody to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهِيَ أَعْظَمُ أَنْوَاعِ الْعِبَادَةِ, and this is the greatest type of worship. Loving Allah is the greatest type of worship as a Muslim. قال تعالى, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, And that is those who believe, they have more sincere love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love Allah beyond and above every other thing in their life. He said, لِأَنَّهُ هُوَ الرَّبُ. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord. المتفضل على عباده بجميع النعم. The one who has bestowed upon his servant all kinds of favor. ظَاهِرُهَا وَبَاطِنُهَا. Both favors that are open and those that are hidden. ثم بعد محبة الله تعالى, then after the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تجب محبة رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is obligatory to love his messenger, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why? لأنه هو الذي دعا إلى الله. Because he is the one who invited to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعرف به. He is the one who introduced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. Before the Prophet, people were living in a state of ignorance. They were not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was the first to, was one who introduced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. وبلغ شريعته إن الله narrated and reported the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. وبين أحكامه, and he explained the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فما حصل للمؤمنين من خير في الدنيا والآخرة فعلى يد هذا الرسول. That whatever the believers have achieved in terms of good in this world and the hereafter, it is through the hands of this particular prophet. ولا يدخل أحد الجنة إلا بطاعته واتباعه. And nobody will enter paradise except by obedience to Prophet Muhammad واتباعه, and also by following him. وفي الحديث, in the hadith of the Prophet, he said, ثلاث من كن فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان. So there are three attributes. Whoever has this attribute in him, then the person has gotten the sweetness of iman. One, it says, أن يكون الله أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. That is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger to be more to love to you than any other person. That's the first attribute of a true Muslim who has gotten the sweetness of iman. He loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger more than any other thing. وأن يجب وأن يحب وأن يحب المرأة لا يحبه إلا لله. And also secondly, he should love the person. He does not love him except for the sake of Allah. When you are loving an individual as a Muslim, you will only love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد أن أنقذه الله منه. And also for you to dislike, to go back to kufr after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved you from it. كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. Just the way you will dislike to be thrown into hellfire. Okay? So a Muslim should dislike to go back to any act of kufr after he knew that Allah has saved him from him by sending his messenger and also by revealing his Quran. So these three attributes, whoever has it in him, has gotten what? The sweetness of iman. So you can see the first thing is what? Okay? To love Allah and his messenger more than another thing. It says, فَمَحَبَّةُ رَسُولُ تَابِعَةٌ لِمَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The love of the Prophet is in line. It's in line with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَازِمَةُ اللَّهِ. It is a necessity of it. وَتَلِيَهَا فِي الْمَرْتَبَى. And it is the one following it in terms of status. Meaning the love of Allah is the first, followed by the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَدْ جَاءَ بِخُصُوصِ مَحَبَّتِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم وجوب تسليمها على محبة كل محبوب سوى الله تعالى. That also it was narrated concerning the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the obligation to give preference to his love above any other thing that is love beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قوله تعالى, the hadith that was narrated concerning the sin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. The Prophet said, none of you will be a true believer until what? Until I become more beloved to him, he wanted him than his son or his child, وَوَالِدِهِ and his father, وَنَاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ and the entire people. You must love the Prophet more than you love your children. You must love the Prophet more than you love your parents. You must love the Prophet more than you love any other person. What that means is that when there is a contradiction between the love of the Prophet and the love of any other person, what do you do? You give preference to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It says, بل ورد أنه يجب على المؤمن أن يكون الرسول أحب إليه من نفسه. So in fact, it was narrated that it is obligatory upon a believer that he should make the Prophet more beloved to him than even himself. You are supposed to love the Prophet even more than you love your own self. كما في الحديث just as was narrated in the hadith of the Prophet أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال يا رسول الله. عمر بن الخطاب said to the Prophet one day, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, لا أنت أحب إلي من كل شيء إلا لنفسي. That, O Prophet of Allah, you are more beloved to me than everything except myself. Umar is telling the Prophet, I love you more than everything except myself. Meaning, I love myself more than I love you. Also, he's telling the Prophet. Fakala, the Prophet answered to him, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul. حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ نَفْسِكَ You will not be a true believer until I become more beloved to you than even yourself. فقال الله عمر عمر now said to the Prophet فإنك الآن أحب إلي من نفسي then now you are more beloved to me even than myself فقال the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم now said الآن يا عمر now you are a true believer okay so this hadith shows very clearly that a true believer loves the Prophet even more than he loves his own personal self That for هذا أن محبة الرسول واجبة ومقدمة على محبة كل شيء سوى محبة الله. That in this hadith, in this narration, it is clear that the love of the Prophet is obligatory and it takes precedence over the love of any other thing besides the love of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Besides the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فإنها تابعة الله. So the love of, it is only the love of Allah that is superior to the love of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why he says, فَإِنَّهَا تَابِعَةٌ لَهَا Because the love of the Prophet is following that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's in line with it. لَازِمَةُ لَهَا It is a necessity to read. لِأَنَّهَا مَحَبَّةٌ فِي اللَّهِ وَلِعَجْلِهِ Because it is a love in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَزِيدُ بِزِيَادَةِ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ It increases as the love of Allah increases the qalbi mu'min in the heart of a believer. وَتَنْقُصُ be not here and it reduces as it reduces also. Meaning the love of Allah is going pari passu and it is following the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of the Prophet is following the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the love of Allah increases in your heart, definitely the love of the Prophet will also increase. If the love of Allah reduces in your heart, then the love of the Prophet will also reduce. وَكُلُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُحِبًّا لِلَّهِ And whoever loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّمَا يُحِبُّ فِي اللَّهِ وَلِأَجْلِهِ He is loving the Prophet in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is also loving him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَمَحَبَّتُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَمْ تَكْتَبِي تَعْظِيمَهُ He said, the love of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم requires that you should glorify him. وَتَوْكِيرَهُ And also you should honor him. وَاتِّبَاعَهُ And you should follow him. وَتَقْدِيم قَوْلِهِ عَلَى قَوْلِ كُلِّ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ And to give precedence to his statement over the statement of any other person among the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَعْظِيم سُنَّتِهِ And also to glorify his sunnah. So if you love the Prophet, then whenever you are told, قَالَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ What do you do? The first thing is to find out whether this statement is authentic from the Prophet. If it is, then you submit to it. Alright, you should not be a believer, then you are told that this is an authentic hadith of the Prophet, and you say, no, I want to do it the other way. Alright, you must do it the way the Prophet did it. So you should glorify the Prophet and his sunnah. قال العلامة ابن قيم ابن قيم رحمه الله said, وكل محبة وتعظيم للبشر that every love and glorification for human being فإنما تجوز تبعا لمحبة الله It is only permissible when it is in line with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa ta'zimi and his glorification. So mahabbat Rasulullah wa ta'zimi, just like the love of the message of Allah and his glorification. فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَمَالِ مَحَبَّةِ مُرْسِلِهِ wa ta'zimihi. It is part and parcel of the completion of the love of the one who sent him and his glorification. فَإِنَّ أُمَّتَهُ يُحِبُّونَهُ بِمَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ لَهُ His ummah, the ummah of the Prophet, They love him because of the love of Allah for him. وَيُعَظِّمُونَهُ وَيُجِلُّونَهُ لِإِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ لَهُ And they glorify him, they honor him because of the honor of Allah for him. فَهِيَ مَحَبَّةٌ لِلَّهِ So in reality, it's actually the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مِنْ مُجِبَاتِ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ And among what the law of Allah necessitates. So the law of Allah is what necessitates the law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. والمقصود is that what this means is that what أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الله أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألقى الله عليه من المهاب من المهابة والمحبة. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him that dignity and love. ولهذا لم يكن بشر أحب إلى بشر. There is no body that is more beloved than another person. ولا أجيب or a person that is dignified وأجيب في صدره or that is honored in the heart. May Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be of Abi more than the Prophet in the heart of his companions. Meaning the companions of the Prophet never loved anybody or dignified anybody more than the way he loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amr ibn al-As, give this an example. He said Amr ibn al-As said, بعد الإسلام هي أفضل يكتب الإسلام. إنه لم يكن شخص أبغض إليه منه. Certainly there was nobody that I hated most like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was before he became a Muslim. He said, there was nobody I hated the way I hated the Prophet. He said, but after I accepted Islam, لم يكن شخص أحب إلي منه. There is nobody that is more beloved to me than him. ولا أجل في عيني منه. There is nobody more dignified in my eyes than him. قال, he said, Amr ibn al-As, he said, ولو سئلت أن أصفه لكم لما أصفت. That if I was asked to describe him for you, I will not be able to do so. Why? لِأَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ أَمْلَأُ عَيْنِي مِنْهُ. Because I don't used to fill my eyes with him. Meaning, I don't used to stare at him. It's land alone because of my honor for him. When I stand in front of the Prophet, I don't used to stare at the Prophet. I will look down. All right? Out of honor and veneration for the Prophet of life. So he said, I will not be able to give full detailed description of how the Prophet looks like. Even though he lives with the Prophet. But because of his honor and regard for the Prophet, he does not stare at the Prophet. وقال عروة بن مسعود لقريش. عروة بن مسعود said to the Quraysh, يا قوم, O people, والله لقد وفدت إلى كسرى. فأشهد الله, I visited كسرى. كسرى is the king of the Persians at that time. وقيصر, and also Kaiser. Kaiser is the king of the Byzantine. والملوك, and other kings. عروة بن مسعود is telling the Quraysh now. Before the Quraysh accepted Islam, he's telling them that he said, I have visited many kings. I visited the king of Persia. I visited the king of Byzantine. I also visited many kings. The Famara Aitu Malikan, I've never seen any king. You Azimuhu Ashabuhu, that his companions are glorifying him. My you Azim Ashabu Muhammad as well. The way the companions of the Prophet are glorifying him. I've never seen anything that his people are honoring him and glorifying him the way the Prophet of the Prophet used to do to him. He said, Wallahi ma yahudun another ilayhi ta'zim Allah. He said, Ashwa by Allah, they not used to stare at him, the act of glorification for him. He said, Wama naqamatan. He said, and he did not used to bring out sputum, that is mucus. When you bring that mucus from the mouth, that illa waqa'at fi kaffi rajulin minhum, except that it would drop on the hand of one of them. So yadulluka biha wajhahu, he will now use to rub his face, wa sadrahu, and his heart. So wa idha tawadda'a, and when the Prophet is performing ablution, kadu yastatiluna ala wudu'ihi, they will be there as if they want to fight in order to gather the water that is dropping from the body of the Prophet. This incident took place during the city of Hudaybiyah. Okay, you all know the city of Medina. That was when the Prophet was in Medina in the 6th year after Hijrah, when he had a dream that he saw himself doing tawaf around Kaaba, and you know that dreams of the Prophet are always true. So in the morning, he now called the companion and said, I saw myself doing tawaf around the Kaaba. I think that is like a command from the Prophet that I should go, from Allah that I should go and do Umrah. So the companions were very happy. Because, you know, since the beginning of Hijrah, when they migrated to Medina, most of them have not seen their fatherland again. And so they were happy that they are now going to visit Mecca again. And so they all took off. The Prophet and his companion, about 1,400 of them, they took off and they wanted to go to Mecca to perform Umrah. But when they got to Hudaybiyah is a place very close to Mecca, the Quraysh in Makkah had about his coming and now sent him a message that he will not allow him to enter. Alright, and if he sees the entry, then it's going to be fight. This war. The Prophet now sent Osman to them to tell them that I have not come to fight. I have only come to perform Umrah. Allow me and my companions to enter Makkah. We will do tawaf, we will do sa'i, we will bab our hair, I will leave your town for you. They said, no way. You are not coming in. And so they were sending messages to each other, trying to negotiate. Alright. So among the first of all that Quraysh sent from Makkah to the Prophet was this Urwa bin Mas'ud. Alright. They sent him to the Prophet to ask the Prophet to go back, not to enter, and try to make him understand. So when he came, he was sitting and he was talking to the Prophet. That was when he now saw the way the companions were treating the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alright. And Allah used to say that the companions did this intentionally, you know, because they know that if he goes back to Mecca, he's going to narrate what he saw. Alright? Otherwise, besides this incident, it was not narrated that the companions used to come and fight over the ablution of the Prophet of Islam, or when he brings out speed, it's not on any of them. No. They did it like a strategy, alright? They wanted to prove to him that we hold this prophet in high esteem. Even though you, the Quran, you don't hold him in such high esteem. Do you understand? So they did it deliberately to send that message across to the Quraysh in Moscow. So that was what happened in this incident. In Jaffa, that was the end of the petition from Ibn Qayyim. Can I speak of you?
Yes.
Okay, let us read one more thing. So this shows that as a Muslim, you should honor and glorify the Prophet. Number two, the Al-Nahyu an Al-Ghulu wal-Ikra bi Madhi. This is not about the prohibition to go extreme, all right, on Isra, and to go beyond boundaries, he must be in praising the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Al-Ghulu, the extremism, what is not Al-Ghulu? He said, Tajawaz al-Hajj, is to go beyond boundaries. Yuqalu ghala ghuluwan, that's in Arabic grammar. He said, Iza Tajawaz al-Hajj fil-Qadr, that's when you go beyond boundaries in the status of something. Qala ta'ala Allah says, La taqulu in jihidun. Allah said, you know, go, do not do extremism in your religion. Islam is against extremism. Alright? Unfortunately, today we see people attributing Islam of extremism. But in reality, the Sharia prohibits what? Extremism. Allah said, La taqulu in jihidun. Do not go extreme in your religion. Alright? The religion of Islam is a moderate religion. He said, the meaning of this verse, I, La tajawazu al-haj. Meaning, don't go beyond boundaries. Well, Isra, the word Isra also means what? Mujah walatul hajj fil madh, is to go beyond boundaries in praising somebody. Well, kadhib, or telling lies. You are praising somebody by saying things that you know that are not among the attributes of the person you are praising. Alright? So, wal murad bil ghulu, the hajj fil madh, the meaning of going extreme, as far as the right of the Prophet is concerned, is what? Mujah walatul hajj fil qadri, is going beyond boundaries in his status. The an yurfa'a, فوق مرتبة العبودية والرسالة. That is by raising him above the level of servitude and messengership. Alright, he is the servant of Allah and he is the messenger. When you raise him beyond that, then you are going extreme. So when you جعل له شيء من خصائص الإلهية, and you begin to attribute to him something among the attributes of God. The and you do that. That is by supplicating to him. Some people direct their supplication to the Prophet. When you stand up to him, or they keep rescue or relief from him in doing that besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you love him or to swear by the Prophet. A lot of people today in our local language, you see somebody swearing by the Prophet, maybe when he's talking. This is wrong. The wal murad bil ikra, he has to hear, and the meaning of going beyond boundary, imprisoning him, is what? The unused imadihi is to put an addition to in his grave. The faqadaha of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and zalik. Indeed, the Prophet has prohibited that. Because he by saying, La tukruni kama atratin nasara ibn Maryam. The Prophet said to the companion and to all of us, do not praise me and go beyond boundaries the way the Nasara did concerning the son of Maryam, Isa. So, he said, innama ana abd. I am nothing but what? A servant. For fulu. So if you want to say, just say what? Abdullah wa Rasulu. Say the servant of Allah and his messenger. You understand? So the word is that do not overbreak me the way the Nasara did to enter the son of Maryam. That I la tamdahuni bil batil. What the Prophet is saying is that do not praise me with falsehood, saying things that you know are not true. وَلَا تَجَاوَزُوا الْحَدَّ فِي مَدْيِهِ and do not go, do not go, do not go beyond boundaries in praising me. كَمَا ظَنَتْ النَّصَارَى فِي عِيسَى. The way the Nasara went extreme in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَدَّعَوْا فِيهِ الْأُولِيَّةِ. They now begin to claim that he is God. He said, وَصَفُونِي بِمَا وَصَفَنِي بِهِ رَبِّي. The Prophet is saying that, describe me with what my Lord described me. فَقُولُوا سَيْ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, the servant of Allah, وَرَسُولُهُ, and his messenger. وَلَمَّا قَالَ لَهُ بَعْضُ أَصْحَابِهِ, and when some of his companions said to him, أَنْتَ سَيِّدْنَا, they came to the Prophet and they said, أَنْتَ سَيِّدْنَا, you are our master, you are our Lord. Alright? فَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ said, السيد الله سبحانه وتعالى. The Lord, the Master is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tabarak wa ta'ala, who is most blessed and most high. وَلَمَّا قَالُوا, and when they said again, أَفْضَلُنَا, you are the best of us. وَعَظَمُنَا فَوْلًا, you are the greatest of us in terms of generosity. فَقَالَ الْبُخَارِي said to them, قُولُوا بِقَوْلِكُمْ, say what you have to say. أَوْ بَعْضَ قَوْلِكُمْ, or some of what you have said. وَلَا يَسْتَجْرِيَنَّكُمْ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not make the shaitan, don't allow the shaitan to take you as a agent. They don't allow the shaitan to push you to do something that will now fall into shirk. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ نَا. Some other people said to the Prophet, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ, قُلْ مِنْ أَفَ اللَّهُ, يَا خَيْرُنَا, who is the best of us, وَبْنِ خَيْرِنَا, and the son of the best of us, وَسَيِّدْنَا, and our master, وَبْنِ سَيِّدْنَا, and the son of our master. وَقَالَ, the Prophet said to them, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, O people, قُولُوا بِقَوْلِكُمْ, say what you have to say. وَلَا يَسْتَهْوِيَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ, don't allow the shaitan to take you out to see them. Okay? He said, أَنَا مُحَمَّدٌ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, I am nothing, I am nobody but what? Muhammad, the servant of Allah and his messenger. مَا أُحِبُّ أَن تَرْفَعُونِي فَوْكَ مَنْزِلَتِي الَّتِي أَنْزَلَنِ اللَّهُ عَزَ وَجَلَ. I do not know that you raise me above my position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. He said, كَرِهَ صَلَى اللَّهُ سَلَمْ أَنْ يَمْدَحُهُ بِهَذِهِ الْأَلْفَاظِ. The Prophet disliked that they should praise him with all these words. أَنْتَ سَيِّدْنَا, by saying, you are our master. أَنْتَ خَيْرْنَا, you are the best of us. أَنْتَ أَفْضَلُنَا, you are the best of us. أَنْتَ أَعْظَمُنَا, you are the greatest among us. مَا عَلَّهُ أَفْضَلُ خَلْقٍ. That's why the Father truly, he is actually the best of creation. وأشرفهم على الإطلاق يعني the most vulnerable in totality. لكنه نهاهم عن ذلك. But that's why that he prohibited them from doing so. Why? Because if they add them to him and do it, in order to distance them from extremity. والإبراء في حقه, and also placing him beyond boundaries in his right. So وحماية للتوحيد, and also in order to protect the توحيد. Alright. وأرشدهم أن يصفوه بصفتين. And he now is talking to them that they should describe him with just two attributes. Huma a'la maratib al-'abd. And these two attributes are the highest level of servitude. Wa laysa fihima ghulu. And there's no extremism in them. Wa la khatar 'ala al-'aqidah. And there's no danger on the aqidah in them. What are these two attributes? Wa huma 'abdullah wa rasuluhu. They are the servants of Allah and his messenger. Wa lam yuhib an yarfa'uhu fawqa ma anzalahu Allah 'azza wa jalla min al-manzila allati radiyaha lahu. He did not love that they should raise him beyond the level that Allah Taala has given him and which Allah is pleased for him. وَقَدْ خَالَفَ نَهْيَهُ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. But today, a lot of people have contradicted this condition. فَصَارُوا يَدْعُونَهُ. They now started supplicating to the Prophet directly. وَيَسْتَجِيزُونَ بِهِ, and they seek rescue from him. وَيَحْلِفُونَ بِهِ, and they swear by him. وَيَطْلُبُونَ مِنْهُ مَا لَا يُطْلَبْ إِلَّا مِنَ اللَّهِ, and they seek from him what you do not seek except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمَا يُفْعَلْ فِي الْمَوَالِي, just the way people do during the time of Mawlud. وَالْقَفَائِ, and when they are giving, when they are reciting poems, there are some poems now, or وَالْأَنَاشِيرْ, and songs. There are different types of songs and poems now that have been written, where you see, if you listen to the wedding, the statements that have been made, you find people giving the prophet attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُمَيِّزُونَ بَيْنَ حَقِّ اللَّهِ وَحَقِّ رَسُولِهِ. He does not differentiate between the right of Allah and the right of his messenger. يَقُولُ عَلَى عَلَّامَ إِبْنُ قَيِّمٍ فِي نُونِيَّةٍ. Ibn Qayyim said in his نونية, لِلَّهِ حَقٌّ لَا يَكُونَ لِغَيْرِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rights. These rights are not for any other person beside me. وَلِعَبْدِهِ حَقٌّ هُمَا حَقَّانِ. His servant, Prophet Muhammad, also has his own rights. So there are two different rights. لَا تَجْعَلُوا الْحَقَّيْنِ حَقًا وَاحِدٍ. Don't make the two rights to become one. Alright? مِنْ غَيْرِكَ مِيزْ وَلَا تُرْكَانِ. Without you differentiating it or separating it. Okay? So as a Muslim, we know that the rights of Allah are different from the rights of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do not give the Prophet Islam the rights of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You praise him, but with moderation. That is the teachings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, Allah will stop here. Whatever was said at the start, may Allah reward us for it. Whatever was wrong, may Allah forgive us. May Allah increase us in the understanding of the religion. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.